Good evening. At 6 o'clock for WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest. A Saturday afternoon crash in the Oneida County town of Nokomis has killed one person and sent another to the hospital. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports getting a call shortly after 5 o'clock of a car-motorcycle crash on U.S. Highway 51. The motorcycle driver who died at the scene was 47-year-old Kevin Chapuzio of Ironwood, Michigan. Highway 51 was closed while law enforcement investigated the scene. And the University of Wisconsin's Kemp Research Station in Woodruff will hold an open house of their newest building, the Connor Forestry Center, on Thursday, June 29th from 4 to 7. WXPR's Andrew Padgett reports.
Station Superintendent Scott Bovee says this open house is an opportunity to show the public the increased resources now available at the station.
The idea is to show the public, you know, our great new facility on our Kemp Station campus, and actually show them some of the teaching and outreach events that we're able to do at the new facility.
Following the open house, that outreach will be showcased.
At 7 p.m., we're having an outreach event. Professor Gwen Stanos is coming in to speak on the wonderful world of mushrooms, so that'll be a great event for people to stick around and listen to some of the outreach work that we do here.
Bovee explains how the new building addresses the shortcomings that plagued Kemp Station before the Connor Forestry Center was completed.
We didn't have a facility that could hold more than 30 people, and the room that we did have could only be used during the summer months. So this new building has two classrooms, one smaller classroom and one large lecture hall, and the lecture hall can hold over 80 people, and the classroom can hold up to 40 people.
The public is welcome to the open house and to stay for both a picnic lunch at 5 p.m., as well as the presentation on fungi by Professor Stanos in the new lecture hall at 7 p.m. For more information, visit kemp.wisc.edu. Andrew Padgett, WXPR News.
June is Invasive Species Awareness Month, and a local coordinator hopes everyone does their part to stop the spread. An invasive is any plant or animal introduced outside their natural ecosystem. WXPR's Ken Kral reports.
Oneida County Land and Water Conservation Department Stephanie Boismanou says people should be on the lookout for anything that could be spread on shoes, boots, car tires, a bait bucket, a live well.
If it doesn't belong, don't take it along.
Boismanou says we have to be aware that whatever actions we take might transport a terrestrial, aquatic, or wetland invasive. She says an invasive species will outweigh any beneficial effect. Humans are the primary means of spreading invasives. She says get rid of invasives on your property and has some other tips.
Never release aquarium fish, snails, plants, live bait, or other exotic animals into a lake or stream. Construction workers need to make sure that they can clean their machines before moving to a new job site. And certainly inspect your boat, trailer, equipment, and remove any attached plants, animals, mud, and sand. You need to make sure you drain the water from your boats, motors, live wells, and all of your equipment, and never move live fish away from a water body.
Boismanou says invasive species are costly to our economy, costing U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars to clean up. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
A new scorecard gives Wisconsin good marks for serving older adults. Tim Morrissey reports.
While a new scorecard from AARP ranks the Badger State sixth in the nation in serving older adults and people with disabilities, there are things which could be done to improve the lot of family caregivers. The vast majority of older Wisconsinites want to live independently at home as they age, says Helen Marks Dix of AARP Wisconsin. While the top 10 ranking is unquestionably something to be proud of, Dix says the discussion of cuts to Medicaid in Congress is troubling.
Wisconsin has always been a leader in many of the aging programs, and we continue to be a leader, but we have to pay attention because if something happens and Medicaid funding is cut, we stand to lose a great deal of our advantage.
According to the scorecard, Wisconsin has made progress to improve long-term services and supports for older adults and people with disabilities. But Dix says the proposals in Washington, D.C. that would slash Medicaid funds would result in the most vulnerable citizens losing the life-saving supports they count on. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And after a double-digit decline in April, Wisconsin Realtors report a slight increase in home sales for May. The Realtors Association says almost 8,230 existing homes were sold statewide last month, up by 1.3% from last May. Median resale prices increased by 5.8% last month to $174,500. For the year, Realtors' home sales dropped by less than one half of 1% to almost 28,400, while resale retail prices jumped by almost 5.5%. State Realtors Board Chairman Eric Showall says his members continue to sell a lot of houses, even though there are fewer on the market this year. For May, almost 38,400 houses were on the market, almost 15% fewer than the same time in 2016. And law enforcement officials in Madison are considering a plan that would allow officers to ride buses to look for people who are texting while driving. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the proposed contract would allow plainclothed Dane County Sheriff's Office deputies to ride on Metro Transit buses in Madison during off-peak hours in an effort to spot distracted drivers from a higher vantage point. Deputies would inform nearby law enforcement of any violations they see. State law prohibits texting while driving, and violators can be fined almost $190. And your forecast for tonight, scattered showers, mostly cloudy skies, lows with 47 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible in the late morning, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.